Welcome back to the 2020 Mayoral Candidate Forum, presented by Course Distributing and the D&N Event Center. We want to welcome our five candidates to KODY: Brandon Kelleher, Larry Lee Britton, John Hales, Lonnie Parsons, and Andrew Lee. And we want to thank you for taking time to be here. Okay, here's our format this evening, folks. We'll go through each question, and each candidate will get roughly 2 minutes to answer. We'll hear from all five candidates before we go to the next question. Our first question is simply an introductory one for listeners that may not know you. We'll start with Brandon Kelleher. Brandon, we appreciate you taking some time to join us here on the air.
Thanks for having me today.
Now, Brandon, can you give us some brief background on yourself before we discuss yourself as a candidate for mayor?
Certainly. I was born and raised in North Platte. I've lived here almost my entire life, except for a few years away from college. In the many things I've done here in North Platte, I brought the internet to North Platte in 1995 with the help of some others. And since about 1999, I have worked at Great Plains Health, and I'm currently the chief information officer there.
Second question is, tell us more about yourself and your experience and abilities that will qualify you to be the mayor.
My experience is that I've helped to run a large organization for several years now, and I also have run small businesses or helped to run small businesses for several years before that. I think that being the mayor or any politician or anyone who's elected official, one of your main goals, one of the things you should be most concerned about is bringing people together to solve solutions, or excuse me, to solve problems with solutions that are helpful to everyone involved. And obviously not everyone wins on every occasion, and we often have to compromise. But I think it's very important that in any position you seek compromise and you seek to bring people together. You do that through listening, and that's something that I have to do every day. My job right now is in technology. It's very complex. I spend a lot of time understanding things and then turning around and translating those complex issues to people who don't necessarily understand or don't have time to understand. But we have to bring people together. We have to get them to understand, and then we can figure out a path forward.
Larry Britton, welcome to the forum. Thank you for being here. Same question. Introduce yourself and tell the listeners about yourself.
Well, it's nice to be here, and it's nice to see that there's as much interest in the mayor's run as there is. It's normally hard to get one person even to run for dog catcher, and so it's nice to see that there's an interest in it.
Tell us about yourself, including your experiences, your abilities that qualify you to be the mayor.
Well, I'm, as I say, 63 years of age. I've worked in this community since I was 4.5 years of age, 58 and a half years with my mother alongside her. I've been a 55-year member of the Boy Scouts of America. I'm an Eagle Scout. I've been involved in all kinds of community activities and organizations, the North Platte JCs, the Junior Achievement, earned awards nationally for both Junior Achievement and for when I was the city councilman in North Platte. I was honored to earn an award from the National League of Cities in Washington, D.C. in 2010. Having had the experience from 2006 to 2010 as a city councilman for the 4th Ward, gave me a very good seasoning and background as to why I want to serve the community and the people of North Platte, and not just the 4th Ward, but the entire city of North Platte. And that's the reason the diversity of my vocations, my jobs over that 58 and a half years helps give me perspective as to the challenges of running the city. I've done everything from paint to sweep to I've done everything, it seems like, and I've still got my goal is to live to be 104, so I got 41 more years to go, and I'm sure I'll come up with a bunch more of vocations and jobs and tasks to do between now and then. And so, but I feel that my diversity in organizations that I've served and diversity in the jobs that I've held in that 58 and a half years makes me a very well-rounded and qualified individual.
Andrew Lee, welcome to the forum.
I appreciate you giving me a little bit of time to come out here and talk to some different people.
Tell us exactly, give us a little bit of background on yourself, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I actually started 10 years ago on the Library Advisory Board for the City of North Platte. I was appointed there by Mayor Caskey and served on there for a couple years. And then when I got to I ran for city council after that, got elected to city council and actually changed my position to the council liaison to the library. So I've been happy to keep working with the library for all these different times. We've seen a lot of progress there in terms of transitioning it from just what everybody thought of a brick and mortar book depository kind of place to a learning center, you know, with the creation station for hands-on learning, for creative learning. We've seen so many cool articles go around the state about kids making games and different projects, and even now to face masks, you know, for the hospital. I mean, they're doing some really cool things out there, even though they're closed still for the community. Beyond that, you know, 8 years on the city council, we've worked on a lot of cool issues over the time. Not as much progress as to allow me to retire and quit off, I guess, at this point. Still got some work to do, so that's why I'm here running for mayor at this point in time. And, you know, I'm just happy to keep trying to serve the city of North Platte here. I think, like I said, there's a lot of things we need to work on, so that's why I'm here. And it's not a glamour job. It's a got to get a little bit down and dirty and get your hands in there and work alongside with everybody here in the city to try to make our city a little bit more bright and give ourselves a better future.
Now, Andrew, tell us more about yourself, emphasizing some of the experiences and abilities that you have that qualify you to be a good mayor.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things that go into being a good mayor for me. You know, one is that I seem to have a knack for being able to help turn around some struggling places in terms of employment. You know, my last three jobs, that's what I've done, is gone in there and we flipped the numbers from subpar to extraordinary. Some of that's in customer service, some of that's in sales, some of that, you know, a lot of different things. And it's all about getting the right team surrounded and built together, moving in one direction, not moving. You know, it's not, you don't want to be trying to herd cats the whole time, you know, and they're going every which direction, they're jumping, they're clawing you, you know, all this fun stuff. You know, you don't want that. You want, it's more like a sled dog team, I don't know, for a better analogy. You know, you want them all moving in the same direction, going in the same goal. And for me, that goal is to try to make North Platte a lot more attractive target for people that want to be entrepreneurs coming here to North Platte, or for businesses that are bigger, that have, you know, that 25, 50, 100 can, you know, employee base or more, whatever, and, you know, wanting to relocate, that they see North Platte as a prime opportunity. And, you know, when I first got on city council, like some of my experience here is when I first got on city council, our city debt was way out of control from 20, 25 years ago and decisions to bond everything in North Platte. I mean, they must have bonded everything. And I'm trying to really emphasize that because it took us years to pay down that debt so that way we could pay down the, or so we could lower the mill levy on the property tax side. You know, there's a lot of things that go into these decisions. You know, you don't want to hamstring North Platte 20 years from now where we're back in the same cycle where we are now because, oh, we had to pay off debt for a good decade of, you know, when all those debt balances spike up. You know, you don't want to do that. You don't want to put North Platte in a bad position in the future. So I have some of those experiences. You know, I've been able to turn around some businesses here in North Platte. And so, you know, I'm really hoping to bring that to City Hall in a more administrative type role now.
John Hale's our next candidate. John, thanks for being here. Tell us about yourself.
Well, first of all, Tristan, I'd like to thank you and George for putting this forum on for us today. I mean, as you know, it's been rough getting the campaign information out to the public with this coronavirus. So I appreciate you guys putting this together today. I decided to run for mayor. Actually, the thought process came in my head, oh, probably 2 years ago, I would say. I just kind of, you know, started thinking about it. And I thought, you know, I'd like to do that. I've been involved with the community for so long in different boards and organizations and committees. So I feel like I've got a good sense of how the community is run and the people that make it happen in this town. So that's why I decided to run. I also, one reason I didn't do it, you know, right from the beginning was because I wanted to make sure that I was retired from my job at the chamber before I tried taking this job on, because it is a full-time job and takes a lot of time.
So tell us just a little bit more about yourself and your experience. First of all, your age, and then what did you do at the chamber?
Well, in 2 weeks or 10 days, I'll be 66 years old.
That's a good age.
And like I said, I'll have also in 2 weeks been retired for a year. So down at the chamber, I was vice president, and I was in charge of basically in charge of memberships and communication with businesses and the board. And then, of course, Gary Pearson's right hand, and always kept him informed as what was going on with the membership of the chamber and things like that.
And I believe you've been on a lot of other boards in the community, right?
I have been. Yes, I have. If you want me to...
Just a couple.
Right now, I'm on the Habitat for Humanity board, and I'm really proud of that. Just got on recently, but I was on the original board that got Habitat up and running some 22 years ago, I think it was. Keith Blackledge approached me and asked me if I would be interested in being on that board. And I'm a carpenter by fun. And so that sounded, you know, I think Habitat's a great organization. So I jumped in on that. And then when Daylene just asked me here recently to join the board, I was all in there again because I had the time that I could allow to it. I was on the Boy Scouts. I was the district commissioner for Boy Scouts years ago. Heartland Singers Board. I've been on Rotary. I was president of Rotary. I've been a Rotary member for 35 years here in the Rotary, 28 here in town. So Rotary's a big part of my life. That's just a couple of them.
Okay. I think Nebraskaland Days is in there someplace, too.
Nebraskaland Days, right? Yes. I was president of that and on that board for 7 years.
Thank you, John. Lonnie, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, and I appreciate it a lot that you guys put this together.
Just tell us more about yourself and your abilities and your experience that you have that qualify you to be the mayor.
Well, I guess, you know, I've been married for 28 years to my wife, Kelly. We have 9 children together. We've lived in North Platte. I've lived in North Platte since January of 1988. I was hired as a firefighter in North Platte, and that's the reason I came. I lived in Cozad prior to that. During that time, as being a firefighter, we went up through the medical side of it, you know, becoming an EMTA, EMTI. Another firefighter and I went and took the class at McCook to become a paramedic, and we kind of forced that onto the city, I guess you could say, because we had the talent and we had the okay through the city and we had the administration from the city that would back us. So that was a good thing. I've been a softball coach for 30 years and still am today a competitive softball coach. I've worked with every department within the city. I've worked from the parks department, you know, being with the 2012 national softball team and doing the softball fields and stuff. I've worked with them. I've worked with the engineering department through development of land, administration, electrical department, almost every department within the city I've worked with. I understand how they work, and I think that qualifies me to be a great candidate for mayor.
Appreciate everybody sharing that. Now, we'd like to know more about when and where you were when you decided to run for mayor. Andrew, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so interesting thing about that. You know, I thought about it for quite a while, and people always ask you, like, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're up for election next year. And I've always believed in natural term limits. You know, I don't think anybody should ever sit in a position for very long. My predecessor was in that chair where I'm at now for 32 years. I think that's a little excessive. And I just always like the idea of new people with new ideas, fresh takes on things. And it also helps you have a little bit of perspective if you're not sitting and doing the same thing for decades upon decades. Whereas I'm going on my 8th year right now, so I'm 7.5 years in. I really wanted to change where I was at. So I was really last summer starting to ask people, you know, I asked a couple of former mayors in North Platte. I asked some other people, you know, like, you know, what are they thinking? What do they see here in North Platte? And I was like, you know, these are the things. And some of them were local business people. Some of them were financial advisors or insurance agents. And, you know, people that get to talk to a lot of other people that maybe I don't have access to, you know. And we kind of agreed on some of these different issues that seem to be plaguing North Platte, or at least that we haven't been able to attack at the city council level yet. And so I was like, you know, maybe I need to do this. But I was like, gosh, you know, you've spent 8 years on the city council. You know, is this right? You know, is this something you really want to do? It's a full-time job. Lucky enough for me, I was able to talk to my employer and, you know, I'm now in a position where I get to write my own schedule every week for work. And my boss is an elected official out in Colorado. So it's great. He completely understands my time commitments. And you know, I'm just in a good position here where I have the time, I have the ability, I have the experience to be able to try to answer some of those questions. So somewhere right around last July, I decided, yeah, this is something I'm going to do. I don't see why I shouldn't be doing it. I think I'm in a good position to be able to try to work on some of these things. So I really wanted to do it. I made an announcement official in October, end of October. And then in downtown North Platte, because that's really near and dear to me. You know, we've been working on those issues. So then I signed off officially, paid the filing fee, and we did that in January. So that's your time frame of me making my decision. And, you know, it's been a fun roller coaster this spring.
Thanks, Andrew. Now to you, Lonnie. Can you tell us where you were when you decided to run?
Well, I've been thinking about it for about 4 years now. You know, I've told the friends of mine and stuff that, you know, if you're going to make a change, you need to get on them organizations or don't complain about it. So I told them that this is the time. I have a colleague and a friend that recently is going to retire from the city. And we might not have seen eye to eye before, but, you know, when he had told me that he was going to be leaving this year, and I thought this would be a prime time for me to step in. So that's when I probably decided in November that I'd like to run for the mayor position.
Brandon, when and where were you when you decided to run?
I decided to run for mayor of North Platte in approximately March of last year, so March of 2019. And we started working on the campaign at that point. The reason that I decided I wanted to run is that I was really concerned about the community and wanted to do something about it.
Okay, thank you. John, same question.
Well, I was actually talking to Gary Pearson from the Chamber. And we were talking about, you know, the next coming election and so on and so forth. And of course, at the time we were talking, Dwight hadn't made up his mind whether he was going to run for mayor or not. Dwight's a good friend of mine. So I was waiting for him to make a decision there, because I told myself right up front, I wasn't going to run against Dwight because, like I said, he is a good friend of mine. And I just didn't want to do that. So Gary Pearson and I were talking about it, and he said he thought I would, you know, probably do well in a race for mayor because of my involvement in the community. So that's what it was.
Larry, same question for you. Can you tell us where and when you were when you decided to run?
And that goes back, I'm 63 years of age, and I started my political or governmental affairs dream working on the Eugene McCarthy campaign in 1968 when I was 11. However, when I was 8, I had told my mother that someday I wanted to serve as the mayor of North Platte before I passed away. And I was influenced a lot by the John F. Kennedy assassination and funeral and watching that and what he had done as far as his political background, and so I always felt that it was good to serve the community and the people of the community. And so, as I say, when I was 8, I had told my mother that at one day that I wanted to become the mayor of North Platte, but I knew that the stepping stone would have to be that I'd first have to be the city council, which I ran several times prior to being elected in 2006 to 2010, and that was where I got my first tastes, like say with the Eugene McCarthy campaign in 1968, and I've never looked back from there, and always wanted to be involved in the community and serving people. That's the main thing, serving the people of the community, no matter if they're got a lot of money or no money whatsoever. It's about issues, and everybody has the same problems. They might not have the same economic backgrounds, but they all have the same problems, and if we can come together and try to better the community, that's what I'm about. That's my agenda.
All right, it's time for our first break on the 2020 KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum. We'll be right back after this.